from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
There's not bad blood. I mean, negotiations can get heated. I think it's his first time going through that, but no bad blood. I mean, if, you know, people that are here see Brandon out here, there's love, a lot of love and respect for the relationship we've had and continue to have, and hopefully we'll have into the future.
John Lynch, the general manager of the San Francisco 49ers, talking about Brandon Ayuk. No bad blood. Quoting Taylor Swift there, Doran.
Mm-hmm.
You like that song?
No.
Okay.
Don't like Taylor Swift. Well, I respect her. I just don't like her music.
That is well said.
Yeah.
That's well said.
Lot of respect for her.
See, people do that all the time. I don't like their music. I don't respect them. And then you just kick them to the curb.
No.
No, she's a bajillionaire because she knows what she's good at.
Yeah.
And she's a great business mind. Like, people don't like LeBron James. You got to respect LeBron James.
Yeah.
Because he's a basketball millionaire, and then he's a bajillionaire off of what he was able to do with that basketball money.
Right.
Guy's a genius.
Right.
Even if you don't like him, even if you're a Jordan guy or you're a Celtics fan, you got to respect LeBron.
Yes.
Got to respect T-Swift.
Yes.
Anyhow, back to the no bad blood. We finally have an update. Adam Schefter. So Schefty has been kind of sitting this one out ever since Rappaport immediately gave the antithesis of a report way back when in the beginning, and then Schefter had to 30 minutes later say, just kidding, here's what I'm hearing now. You haven't heard a lot of Schefter on this, but now we have. And Adam Schefter says he thinks from what he has gathered that this whole situation is going to work itself out before the 49ers' final preseason game, which is Friday the 23rd. So we should have an ending here in these next couple of days. We should know whether he's a Steeler or a Niner by Friday night.
Why? Did he say why? Did he elaborate why?
So Jordan Schultz, who I tried to get on the show actually today, who's big-time NFL insider, he said that they're really trying hard now to get a deal done, that there were negotiations yesterday. So the smoke is that San Francisco is really putting on the full court press, and they want to get it done. The regular season's right around the corner. So one way or the other, it should be done by Friday.
Do you think this gives the Steelers that last opportunity to sweeten the deal? Like, if you hear that and you hear that there's a potential deadline, if you're Omar Khan, are you like, all right, they're probably pretty close and they're probably going to get the deal done. Let's throw this in there and see what happens.
You know what I do? That's a great question, because that's what I said yesterday, and I think we agreed on that.
Yep.
Sweeten it? I'm not sweetening it. Here's what I'm doing. I'm calling Ayuk's agent, and I'm saying, you know what? We'll give you $2 million a year. I up the offer to Ayuk so that when San Francisco sits down and they're crossing T's and they're dotting I's, you go, all right, Brandon, we finally come to terms. Actually, there would be bad blood after this. Actually, John Lynch, Pittsburgh's offering more.
Yep.
So you're going to have to trade me there.
And you would want bad blood, because then that means it's really over.
Mm-hmm.
That's a good idea.
That's what I would do. Because if I'm San Francisco now and I've worked this hard to get this close to Ayuk, if the Steelers offered an extra pick, that's not going to move it for me.
Not for him either.
Right. Why would I now?
But it doesn't move it for them too.
That's what I'm saying. If I'm San Francisco and now tried so hard. We finally have created this deadline, which I called for John Lynch to do last week. We're so close to keeping Ayuk and keeping this Super Bowl caliber team together. If the Steelers say, all right, we'll give you an extra second round pick in 2026, that doesn't tantalize me anymore. Not when I've done all the work here. But if you poison the well and you've gotten all this work done and you're John Lynch with Brandon Ayuk, and Omar Khan comes swooping in and says, you know what? They don't want to give you that much guaranteed. We'll do that. Oh, they don't want to give you an extra couple of season. Oh, we'll do that. And now Ayuk goes, you know what, guys? Thank you. And I'm happy that we were able to take this thing this long. But you know what? Pittsburgh's offer is better. I ain't playing with you. That's what I would do if I'm Omar Khan.
Uh-huh.
I think that's the way you would get him here faster. Or that's the way you would get him here. An extra pick, not going to do it, I don't think, at this point. But to make Ayuk stop their negotiation and say, you can't offer that?
Yeah.
Now you're done.
Yeah.
Because $2 million here, as we've talked about with the taxes, way different than $2 million there. And you might say, Brandon Ayuk ain't worth all that. Have you seen Van Jefferson? Have we seen what the Steelers offense looks like in the preseason? Offer him a couple extra mil. Get her done.
Oh, man, Steelers need him. They're desperate.
Yeah, they are. And I'd be desperate. I would rather be desperate with money when you've got $85 million in cap space next year than be desperate in giving up an extra draft pick. When I think that my way works better anyhow of just upping the offer. I do. I want to get into a football segment. There's a lot of stuff going on with Tua, and Mike Tomlin kind of got folded into that whole conversation. So I want to do that coming up in the next segment. But do you think Ayuk's watching the Steelers?
Yes.
Do you think he watches Pomp? Like, do you think Brandon Ayuk, because everyone said, Brandon, I want to go to Pittsburgh. He's got to be seeing what's going on. Do you think he's sitting there watching like the NFL Network? And watching Bob Pompeiani and Charlie Batch on the call, and Missy Matthews explaining kickoffs?
Maybe all 22.
Okay.
Probably has access to that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because can you, I mean, I'm sure things have changed even since you've been in the league. Can you pull up film on anybody you want?
Well, if you get the all 22, yeah.
So you pay for it like everybody else.
Yeah, it's in the system. Like my son, you could watch every one of their games on Huddle.
What?
And the team's games.
What?
Like, I could log on to Huddle, and they have a scrimmage tonight against Mount Lebanon. I could watch Mount Lebanon's last scrimmage as nine-year-olds.
Shut up.
Swear.
What position's he playing?
Running back and quarterback.
So do you tell him, hey, look at the safety?
Yes. Like, his head was turned inside a couple days ago, and I was like, Jace, I know you're getting the ball because your head, you're looking the way you're going. I'm like, point your head forward. Don't look, don't move your eyes right. Don't move your eyes left. Just stare forward at the linebacker and then turn right and then take the ball.
You've got to be kidding me.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Mm-hmm.
So like Friday nights, we were talking about things that are unattractive to significant others and video games being one of the more unattractive things. Women don't love when men play video games. I could see you, Jace, come here, buddy.
Yep.
Sit on my lap.
Yep.
I'm going to have a bourbon.
Yep.
Click.
Yep.
Click.
Yep.
Click. Oh, my God.
Yes.
That's awesome.
Yes. And I'm like, so use that as fuel. So whenever, because he plays middle linebacker, too, because he's fast, he could go sound. I'm like, whenever you're at linebacker, there's going to be other kids that look that way. That's where the ball is going. So cheat that way and then take your first step there.
Oh, my God. Yeah. Not only does he have daddy who played in the NFL, now you got daddy who played in the NFL breaking down the film.
Yep. And I can't help it either. Like,
how's Lebo looking?
I heard that they have like 12-year-olds playing against 9-year-olds, but
really,
yeah, that's what I heard yesterday. Because of COVID, holding kids back, so you have like grown men.
Like, wait, just like Alan Bowman at Oklahoma State, who's
right,
in year
that's
seven.
That's what Lebo's doing, of course.
Oh my God,
of course Lebo's doing that.
You imagine Ayuk though, just sit there, popcorn, crack open a cold one. Hello, everybody, and welcome to Acrisure Stadium. It's Bob Pompeiani and Charlie Batch on the call. Missy Matthews on the sideline. Boy, do we have a good one for you today.
Hey, Bob, the kickoff rule is, it's new. And you know, you could kick it in the zone, but you can't take it out of the zone. You have to wait for it to drop before you can run down the field. Brandon Ayuk's like, oh, man.
I don't need any worry about it. I ain't playing no special teams in Pittsburgh.
Go get me some ribs.
People have been saying, if Brandon's watching, he doesn't want to be a Steeler. If I'm Brandon, I'm going, they need me, and I'm calling my agent. I'm saying, hey, agent, why don't you talk to Omar Khan? Because I'm watching Van Jefferson and Calvin Austin out there and the guy who jumped off the trampoline who couldn't catch the ball that Justin Fields threw. They need me. See if you can squeeze an extra couple mil out of him.
I mean, if Brandon Ayuk honestly is allowed to talk to teams and is just allowed to do whatever he wants, if I'm the Steelers, I'm having Russ give him a call.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I'm having Russ sell them, too. But look. Come on. Look how many receivers I've gotten paid. Come on. I mean, you're getting paid, and yeah. like, and we can do something serious here.
And Russ, or excuse me, from Russ to Ayuk, I love throwing the football so much that I threw a Super Bowl away. Man, I will. We had a great run. You ever heard of Marshawn Lynch? I didn't want to handle. I want to throw it, man. I will throw it to you, no matter the circumstance, no matter how stupid it is.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.